Nick, when you look at your first year in the NHL, I know it's early, but kind of what comes to mind so far?
It's been exciting. Like you said, it was my first year in the best league in the world. There's been a lot of ups and downs. But again, exciting, a lot of fun, not the season that we wanted, but it was a good learning year for me for sure.
Was it what you expected it to be if you were to kind of think about September to where you are today?
Yes. The biggest surprise was probably that the hockey was getting that much better and better during the season, over the course of the season. So, no, it's definitely what I expected.
What was your most memorable moment?
Probably my first goal, but also the first game. There's been a lot of those this year. A lot of things that I can look back in many years and appreciate. So,
what's your big goal going into the off season? I know it's been in the past. It's been putting on a little weight and things like that to make the team. What about this summer? What's the big goal for you?
It's a tough question. Of course, again, just try and get bigger and stronger. But I think when I start going on the ice again, it's going to be a lot of work in the defensive zone, positioning and everything. I feel like I took a big step there, but there's still a lot that I need to work on.
Your line was pretty dynamic to finish off the season. Just a thought on possibly having you three together moving forward, maybe years to come.
Well, it's been exciting to play with Scheif and Wheels. I mean, they're two great players. And for me as a young guy to go in and play with those two, it's been exciting. I've learned a lot from them, and I think that there's still a lot that I can learn from them. So it would be really exciting to be able to start the season next year with them.
Some of the younger guys on the team, what do you feel like you guys learned down the stretch? The veterans talked a lot about things that playing right down the stretch when you knew you weren't going to make it. Did you guys learn anything, especially in those that four-game winning streak?
A lot. I think that even though we weren't making the playoffs for about the last 5-6 weeks of the season, we still stuck with it. We didn't just let up and say, okay, this was it. We kept going, and it paid off in the last four games. I think that's something that we can take with us for next year. We played really good in the last four games, and yeah.
What's next for you?
I'm going home, and then I'm going to Russia for the World Championships. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome to put the jersey on again and represent my country, and I'm really excited for that.
When did you find out? Did you know all along? For a long
time. Well, as soon as we didn't make the playoffs. Obviously, that was pretty tough, but you got to look forward, and I think it's a good opportunity for me to go and like I said, represent my country and just play some more hockey. I'm pretty excited.
Was there anything that you experienced this season that might change your training at all this off season?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure. Like I said, there's still a lot of things that I need to work on. And learning how to work out during the summer and during the season is one of them. But I think that's also one thing that you learn from playing in the NHL over the course of your career. And I think I'm still in those learning stages to do that, yeah.
Who are some of the players you think would make a good captain for this team?
I think we have a lot of leaders on the team. I think they showed that in the last 6 weeks. I think a guy like Scheif, He's a young guy, but you know, he has a good big mouth, if you know what I mean. He's a really good guy on and off the ice. He really gets the guys going. We have lots more guys like that, but I think that Scheif is a guy that steps up really well.
What does that mean?
A good big mouth? Well, you caught me off guard there, but there's a bad big mouth as well, and you don't want those. But yeah, you know, he talks a lot, which is both good and bad, but mostly good. Again, like I said, he's a great guy, and he would make a good captain for sure.
Is that what makes him a captain, in your opinion? Somebody who's talking lots in the room?
Not necessarily the talking, but the showing on the ice. Just go out there and play the game and play it as hard as you can. And I think that we all know that Scheif has been doing that throughout the whole season this year and the last couple of years as well. I think that's one of the big reasons to be captain.
How much will you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, and who do you think might have an opportunity to be playing for the final in June?
It's going to be tough for me to watch it because of the time difference. But I'm for sure going to be watching some games. A team that I think might go all the way is probably Washington, which a lot of people probably say right now, but they're a really good team. And I think that this year they finally have a chance to make it all the way. So, yeah.